What is happening, ladies and gents, and welcome to another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat. I am Ray, Stat is on his way, and we have Goose with us. How are you, cousin?
Good, how are you?
Living the dream, bro. We are in HD quality right now.
Yes, I can see myself.
You can see yourself, things are looking good, and that's because you boys got some cameras, got me a camera for the studio, and things are looking sweet, so yeah. Thank you for that, mate.
Mabruk, bro. Happy you're happy.
Thank you, mate. And thank you, ladies and gents, for joining us. It's going to be another interesting episode. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Goose, there's a couple of things I want to talk about, which we'll get into when Stat gets here.
Yes.
But how was school for you?
School?
Yeah, this is a very random... I'm taking it back. How was school?
I hated school. You hated so much. School? So much. I remember the first day of kindergarten, I walked in, I looked up, and I go, I can't believe I have 13 years of this crap. I can't believe. I remember people. I've told that story before, and people don't believe me. I remember. I don't remember a lot of things, but I remember that.
So at 5 years old, you're looking around, and you're like,
and that was the start of my depression. 13 years, and then as soon as I left school, it got a bit better, and then it hit straight back.
So we're going to talk about school today. We're going to talk about bullying. It's a bullying? Big thing that's happening right now. So I want to get into it. I want to pick your brains on it.
Yep,
that sort of thing. But before we get into it, how's life, bro?
Yeah, everything's great, man. Can't complain.
Yeah, what's been happening?
Same old, just a new role at work, which is good.
Enjoying it? That.
Yeah, working from home, which is fantastic.
How do you like the working from home life?
I love it. I wouldn't say I wouldn't go back to working in the office yep. or what my previous role was, but if I can stick to this, I can definitely get used to it for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, has it made you fatter as a person? Are you eating more? Because that was my problem when I first started working from home.
I mean, it probably would, but I'm actually making an effort to stick to one or two meals. So it hasn't because I'm making an effort.
I don't know what happened to you, but working from home gave you a different motivation to normal people.
Yeah.
It really did. Because you're back at the gym now, bro.
I am. Well, I mean, I've never left the gym, but I'm doing classes now. My mentality is, if I start work at 9, I can catch the class in the morning and not be late. So I'll do that. And then from time to time, I've got an hour lunch break. Who eats for an hour? I eat like in 2 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, no one.
So I'll go for a run, 5Ks during lunch.
Dead set. You're doing that after the...
I want to do it every lunch, but so far the most I've done is like twice a week. So
that's still really good, bro. 5Ks at a lunch break.
Yeah, because 5Ks people should be able to do it in half an hour because I'm extremely large. I do it in like 40 minutes.
Yeah, so. But now you have a goal, right?
Yeah, so I want to...
You want to reduce it.
Yeah, see if I can do 5Ks in half an hour. That would be good.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Well, Mabruk, mate, keep up the hard work.
Trying.
I like it.
Thank you.
But yeah, that's about it. You just sit in silence until Stat gets here.
Oh, if you want, I could tell you a story.
Tell me a story.
So, from work, I'm doing training, and I'm doing training with other people. And someone mentioned that there's these headphones, these earpieces from TikTok you can buy. And apparently, their quality is fantastic.
From TikTok?
Not buying from TikTok, but they're like advertising TikTok.
Okay, okay.
And I looked them up and they're called Loops. You ever heard of them?
No, I've never heard of them.
Oh, that's good. Because that that keeps the story in check without you spoiling it. So I look them up and there's like all these fantastic reviews and they're cheap. Uh-huh. There's like three different types, the basic, the medium and the pro.
Yep.
And it goes from 24, 40 and 60. Mm-hmm. I go, might as well get the 60. They're heaps cheap.
And $60 you're saying?
The pros, yeah.
Okay.
I go, they're heaps cheap. And I need some good headphones. So I buy them and Amazon deliver them straight away.
Amazon's the best.
The next day.
I don't care who you are. Amazon is the best delivery service ever.
Ordered them Friday, got them Saturday.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
So I'm sitting there in my kitchen table. My dad's telling me off for buying something again. and I'm opening them up and I'm looking at them. These are great. They fit great. I go, all right, how do I connect the Bluetooth? I cannot find the button anywhere. I'm Googling it. I'm looking it up. I'm reading the instructions. And then after like half an hour, it hit me. There's a reason why Google kept correcting loop headphones to loop earbuds. I bought earbuds. I didn't buy headphones.
They're noise-canceling earbuds.
They're noise-canceling earbuds.
So you spent $60.
I spent $60
on noise-canceling earbuds.
On earbuds that cost 50 cents.
Why are there a pro version?
Apparently, musicians and all these harakat people use them. I spent $60. I look at Maverick. I go, "You're a carpenter. Don't you need them?" He goes, "I guess." I go, "This is the best money you can buy." I throw at him. I go and lose them.
Well done, bro. That's another goose moment right there.
I was so angry and I wanted to abuse that person that recommended him. What on earth? Is she deaf? Like, what is she listening to? The best Eve.
So, was she saying she was listening to music?
That's what I heard.
I gotta see this TikTok now. I gotta see it. You gotta find it, send it to me because that doesn't sound
I think
right.
It's like advertising TikTok. I don't know. I don't
know. Yeah, it'd
and
probably be.
When you go on the website, there's people like running with it. Why would you run with noise cancelling headphones? Or earphones?
That's
whatever.
A great point.
Like, you get hit by a car. That's like, a great why point. Advert that? Maybe I should have read the fine prints. Okay, it's my fault. God forbid.
You know? I don't even think you need to read fine print there, bro. I'm pretty sure that's right up the top.
Earplugs. Yeah.
Yeah. Well done, mate.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That was recent. It was like a month ago.
That was a month ago.
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, here's the thing about your dad that is frustrating me at the moment. Is that he's tried Prime.
Who?
Your dad.
Oh, the drink.
Yeah. How has he tried Prime and we still haven't tried it?
My dad's
Logan Paul and KSI's drink.
My dad's a tradie, so he was at a customer's house. And my dad, because he's been doing it for so long, his customers are usually like really high-end customers. Like,
yeah.
Like people that want the quality of someone that's been working that long.
They're Easterners, they're Northern Beacheners.
All in the city. And and I come home and there's all these empty bottles of Prime drink. And I'm thinking it's Maverick. And then I find out it's my dad. He's working at someone's house and they just every day they give him a drink. And he goes to me, these are delicious. They're the best thing he's ever had. He won't share any with me. He won't give me any. And now he's upset that he finished the job because he's not getting any more.
Apparently it's really good.
Apparently it's really healthy and it's coconut water.
Yeah, I've heard it's actually phenomenal.
Like so much better than Gatorade.
Yeah, stuff Gatorade. Apparently people would prefer to drink that to Coke and Mountain Dew and all that. Like they're saying it's actually energy. Like...
And it's no sugar.
No sugar. It's actually a decent tasting drink. That's why I want to try it.
I really want to try it too.
All right. This weekend. I'm at the wedding this weekend.
Do you know a place that have them?
Yeah.
Supplement store?
Apparently supplement stores have them at the moment.
Okay. It'll be a matter of time until Woolies start having them.
100%. Bro, this thing grew like crazy.
Yeah, in America, all Costco autos have them.
Yeah.
Walmart and all that.
Bro, Arsenal. They're sponsoring Arsenal.
Yeah, that's massive.
It's the official drink of Arsenal.
Imagine being an official drink of a sport team. I don't know, bro. As big as Arsenal, yeah.
I don't know how this podcast just keeps becoming recommendations for other people's products.
Well, don't buy Loop and buy Prime.
Bro, I really want to try it. That and Beast Chocolate. Have you heard of Beast Chocolate?
Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it's really good.
Yeah, I want to try that too, but they don't deliver here.
Oh, wow, they don't deliver here, no. Even though it's chocolate.
Yeah.
He has burgers too, this guy.
He's got bro, we should go to the States just to try his burgers.
I want to try a lot of stuff, but yeah.
That's bro, and the Sidemen have a chicken shop.
KSI's guys?
Yeah, yeah, they do.
They have a chicken shop, huh?
They got a chicken shop in Britain. They got like 12 of them or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Got Side Eats.
Oh, okay.
Everyone's doing food, bro. Good on them.
Bro, do you know I had an epiphany of starting my own food truck.
Okay.
Or burger truck called Joe's Burgers. Mm-hmm. I reckon that would have been great, but it's too much work.
So that's it? You came up with the idea and it died instantly?
Yeah, like it's a lot of, like everything in life, it's a lot of work. And
yes.
I'm happy with what I'm doing.
So you don't want to put the work in?
Mate, something's always got to give and I just don't want to give at the moment. So
something's always got to give and I don't want to give.
Yeah, I'm just happy as I am. I'm giving too much at the moment. I don't have enough. So
you're giving a lot, Jim.
Yeah.
Giving a lot.
I'm happy as I am.
How's working on Goose?
Yes, working on Goose.
If you don't know this, ladies and gents, Goose was on a project for the last few months called Working on Himself. And from what I can tell, it worked out pretty well.
It's doing all right.
It's doing all right.
We'll see what happens.
I thought to myself, I'm not going to do it, but I had to.
Hey, it's your show. You do whatever you like. Everything's going good, bro.
Yeah. That's good, man.
Nishkarallah, as they say.
Yeah, bro. Can't complain. Church was good this weekend.
Excellent.
Very good.
Excellent. And I'm sure later on we'll talk about the challenge that was put, but...
Well, let's talk about it now.
Okay.
Because we'll talk about the other stuff when Stat gets here. So Pastor put out a challenge. It wasn't even to share it publicly, but it was read a proverb a day and find a verse in that proverb that stuck out to you, write it down somewhere and keep a log of it and do that every day of the month. Because if you don't know this, Proverbs is 31 chapters, so you got one chapter a day. And I thought that was great. I loved that challenge, and people started doing it. I just shared mine on Instagram because it's something that I do. And yeah, man, I just added it to my Bible reading this morning, and it was good.
I did the same, yeah. I shared it on one of our chats.
Which one was yours?
I did verse 32, so chapter 15, verse 32, which says, "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is..." Oh, that's 33. That's also a good verse, but I always assumed 32 was the last one. "He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding."
And that's pretty much the theme of the chapter, bro, is like, listen.
Listen, take advice.
Why'd that one stick out?
That one stuck out because it sort of shows the comparison of someone who does listen and someone who doesn't.
Mm.
So someone who does, he reproof, he gets understanding, he works on himself, he betters himself, therefore he cares more about himself and obviously the work of God and the people around him. But when it says the opposite of that is someone that despises his own soul, like, that's a big deal, despising his own soul, not liking himself,
he's not doing the best for himself.
Not caring.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we can always think of someone that's like that, but instead of thinking of someone like that, think of a time when you were like that.
Mm.
Because I can definitely think of a time where I just didn't care.
Well, bro, you always get to a point, right, where you think you know everything or you think you don't need help. Yeah. I think that's the problem, is that everyone gets to that point multiple times, no matter what. Like, it could be when you just changed into a different stage of life, you've turned a certain age. Like, there's this arrogant, like, part of your brain that goes, "I know it, I don't need help. Who are you to tell me what to do? Or who are you to give me that advice?" And it's like, no, we got to really push that out, because we need to remember we're constantly learning, constantly growing, constantly trying to move forward. And it's just dumb if you don't. Yeah, it's just dumb if you refuse it.
I remember, you know, it's happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to everyone, where you come to a point in your life where you just don't want to take advice from anyone. And that, in my opinion, was one of the lowest points of my life.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, like, nothing anyone could say would help, because I didn't want them to help.
Mm.
I wanted to stay where I was.
Yeah.
And that's very dangerous.
It's very dangerous. And I think people fall into that trap, especially when they're out of God's will.
Yeah.
Because God has his will to guide and direct you. But if you want to stay out of his will, you're not going to listen to the people that he's got around you. And it's sort of similar to the verse I chose today. It was verse 22. "Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established."
Oh, wow. Yes,
so for me, I was going through, you know about it, I'm not going to get into it, but I was going through a lot of life decisions, life choices, a lot of things I was trying to figure out. And I didn't do any of that without talking to some spiritual leaders in my life, my parents, a couple of deacons, a couple of spiritual leaders that God's placed in my life. And through that whole process and talking to pastor and trying to figure out what's going on, God started to reveal his will in a clearer way. It may not have gone down the way that I thought it was going, but I was able to accept it, because it didn't end up being what I wanted, right?
Of course. And yeah,
God's will just ended up being like, it looked like it was going to be the thing I wanted, and then it just diverted last minute. And I remember sitting down and just thinking about it, being a little bit frustrated and thinking, well, I wanted God's will, so I'm pretty happy with that. But you don't get that unless you take counsel from the people he's put in your life. You don't get to that point unless you actually listen to those counselors, because without counsel, your purposes, everything you want to do in life, is disappointed.
And if we want to get deeper into that, there's a reason why those people are there.
That's right.
For many reasons, some of them being because they've been there, done that.
Yeah.
So if you're not listening to them, it's almost like you're so prideful. Like, who do you think you are?
It's a different type of arrogance, man, where, again, you think you know best when there's plenty that God has put through it. And that's, the beautiful thing about Christianity. You're never the only one to go through something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whether it be right or wrong, you're never the only one to go through something. Someone else has always gone through it, and you need to accept that and learn from them. And that can be a person that's younger than you too, bro. Half the lessons I've learned have been from the kids in Bible club. They may not have known it, but they would tell me about something that happened in their week and how they reacted to it. And I was like, man, what's wrong with me? And I think it takes true maturity to learn from someone who is younger than you, around the same age as you, and older than you, and learning what's the right advice, what's the right wisdom to take, and what you should steer clear from.
And when you're so open to receiving help, you tend to receive it when you're not expecting it.
Yeah.
So someone is just living their life, not even knowing they're helping you, and you're being encouraged by that.
Yeah, 100%.
And that has a massive effect on a lot of people's life, had a massive effect on my life.
Yeah, and well, that's what I like about what Pastor's been doing with these challenges and these things.
It's encouraging people, absolutely.
It's encouraging people to like take what he's taught and move with it. And I hear someone. Hello. Sure. What's happening, mate?
What's happening?
Look, ahla, ahla. Welcome, welcome.
You
don't.
What's happening, cousin? What's wrong with you? Started?
We started.
Oh, jokes.
Well, say hello to the people. They're there.
It's a nice camera, bro.
Thanks, bro.
It's all right,
bro. I know a couple of guys that got it for me.
Where'd you get it from?
What's going on, brother?
Not much, bro. Not much.
Well, welcome to the podcast.
Mate, can't welcome me to my own show, bro.
Yeah, that's very true. You know what? I apologize for that.
Because it's just called Central.
Yeah, yeah, it's no good.
That's all right. It's good, it's good.
No, we're good.
It's happening.
Shufi Mafi, bro.
Brother, everything is happening always.
Welcome, Khayy, welcome.
Mate, it's good to be here.
It's good to have you.
Everything's happening always. That's a new one. I like it. It's, you know, there is this conviction. All right. Straight here, bro.
Yeah. So why are you late this time?
Bro, I was working, bro.
Yeah?
Working, yeah. Just
how is
chilling,
work?
Killing.
It's busy, bro. Work is so busy. It's good. But I love it.
Good. Nice. Well, we're just talking about Pastor's Challenge, you know, the one of reading a proverb a day and all that. What are your thoughts on that?
I like it.
What are your thoughts on him doing these challenges in general?
I like it. Something different.
It's changing things up, eh?
It's different.
I had a meeting with him on Friday. We're talking about a bunch of stuff. And he goes, you know, I'm doing these challenges because I don't want to just be giving information. I want it to be practical. I go, well, mate, this is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
It's great.
I love it. It's different.
Yeah.
Because so, usually we just see the preaching and then that's it.
And then we're off. Yeah.
So I think it's keep us accountable as well. I think it's very good.
For sure.
I think the best part is that everyone's trying to do it. So that whole accountability factor of, hey, he's doing it. Am I doing it? Hey, did you do it today? And like just checking in on each other.
Mm.
I think that's great.
I think it's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think so too.
No, it's been good.
Just having a laugh with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, we did that segment.
All right, we're good. So let's wrap it up.
Nice. Oh, amen. Always down to wrap it up. You know what
always
right?
down.
Always love a wrap up.
Liffa.
Always, mate. Always love a liffa.
What a laffa, bro.
Mate, what a fat laffa.
Now, what I want to talk to you about. School. Did you like school?
Loved it.
Why?
It's the best place on earth.
He hated it.
Yeah, so much.
Were you bullied a lot?
Bro, I'm going to say no. Don't get me wrong. No one liked me. Like, there was a few people, right. Maybe. And I tend to... I even broke my nose in school. Someone just came out of nowhere and kneed me in the face for no reason. He's a nice guy, but just kneed me in the face. You know? Broke my nose.
I don't get it.
I always ripped my pants, ripped my shirts, always had a nosebleed. Nothing went right at school. I had a certain amount of groups of people I hanged out with. So I wasn't popular by any means. Was I bullied? Honestly, I say bullied like proper bullying.
Like what?
Like
what's proper bullying
like,
to you?
Like, I don't know, like constant, doesn't have to be physical, but constant abuse. Like for going out of your way to pick on that person. I never had that. But, you know, when it was, when it made sense, you know, I got teased a lot. So... I wouldn't say that's bullying. I reckon that's just school.
Honestly, yeah. Yes or no? What's the
question? I would say.
What is that roundabout, bro?
You just went around the world.
He took the Hume Highway instead of taking down five.
I hated school for a lot of reasons, but I wouldn't say I was bullied. I was just whatever. Yeah, I would say no.
Okay,
so no.
That took 2 minutes,
bro. I have a lot to say.
Okay. Were you bullied?
Yeah, it was for the first like 3 terms of Year 7.
What's your definition of bullying?
Yeah.
What's my definition?
Yeah.
Getting teased constantly. No
so
mates.
So did I.
No, yeah, so
me
like,
too.
No, but like.
But no mates.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a mate. It's not a mate teasing you. It's just random.
It's
right?
Just, yeah, random.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I had mates. Like my mates teased me too. Like.
Okay,
yeah,
that's not bullying. That's mates ripping.
I got teased by randoms for like 3 terms.
My mates did worse than the bullies.
Okay. Were they mates or?
Yeah, no, they're still my mates now. Like I would walk to school. My bag's missing. I look up, I don't know how Geraldine did this, but she put it on like a fence that's 10 meters high. I don't know how she did it.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Yeah, and I laugh as well.
But that's like friendly banter.
And then I'll get in trouble by the teachers because it's there.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's friendly.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That's mates mucking around.
It's friendly banter.
But you got actually bullied?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. That's yeah. Cool. You 7?
Because I was thinking about it a lot. Like, it's happening a lot right now in circles that we know and kids and all that sort of stuff. Bro, bullying's terrible, bro. Like, it's very bad.
I don't know why you made it. I found it very funny.
I actually remembered my first day of year 7, I got punched in the face by a year 8 guy.
Why?
I don't know. I want to say... punched in the face.
I want to say...
Again, not bullying.
I want to say, man, that sucks, but you probably deserved it.
I was year 7. Come on.
Who just walks up to you and then punches you straight in the mouth? Like, I don't understand.
I got kneed straight in the face for no reason.
So were you just the punching bag at school?
I'm telling you, I was smashed. But again, I don't consider it bullying because these guys don't even know me. I just got hit.
Okay, so...
So bullying.
That's bullying.
Huh?
So I don't know you. That's the difference. It's random. It's bullying.
I feel like you need to see a psychiatrist.
Nah.
I feel like you're in denial.
People have had a lot worse. People that have been like, from the American movies I've seen, they go off to them, they pick on them. I've never had that.
You just said you did.
Like getting hit is whatever. Like everyone got hit.
No.
Yeah, that's one thing I didn't get. It's getting
you never got hit
and
in school?
You
punched on?
You never had a fight?
Oops, almost got into a fight.
Okay.
I never got into a fight.
You never had a fight?
No, never.
I had fights, yeah.
Oh, bro, I was year 12. Yeah. And one kid like acted up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very funny. And I had all my mates go, I go, boys, this little rat wants to fight me. Whatever. And then... Because they came to our area, like year 12, right? They came to my area and they came to cark up to me and all the boys just stood up. I felt like I was bloody king, bro. And then they backed off.
I got into my first fight when I was in year 3. I remember that my cousin and his best mate were throwing blows. And I ran up. I was like, what's going on? I pushed him off my cousin. He grabbed me. I don't know how he did it.
Your cousin grabbed you?
This bloke and his mate grabbed me and slammed my head into the concrete. Oofed. And I was like, I was dazed out. My cousin's fighting, I'm fighting. It was a mess. And then a couple in high school.
I've had scuffles, but they're not fights. Just whatever.
Yeah, no. I literally had nothing. One guy bridged up to me on social media and then I G'd him up and then he wanted to fight me. That was it.
Yeah,
I'm a J-up artist.
I look at it and I'm like, it wasn't that bad for me, bro. Like, even on social media, it wasn't that bad.
But to answer
people
your question,
people have had a lot worse.
But to answer your question, I love school. Everything about
school, school, school. Right.
Hang out. Think of it like this: right. you go to school every day, hang out with your mates, have a laugh, and then it never happens again.
I can't think of anything worse.
Well, it's because you had no mates.
Yeah, no. Listen, I had a few, but yeah, no.
Nah, I could. If you told me go back to school right now.
So this is my point.
No problem.
That's exactly my point. Is you loved school, you
loved
hated it.
Can't stand it.
I loved it. I had a great time. You know,
you loved it so much you dropped out.
Yeah, dropped out. You're 11.
Wouldn't say I loved it.
It's a sacrifice.
I'd say I loved it.
It's a sacrifice I was willing to make, bro.
Nah, bro. I'll go back to school in a heartbeat.
But here's the thing: there's so many kids out there right now that hate going to school.
Mm.
Like, absolutely hate it. Had a couple come up to me and be like, "I get scared to go to school and see this person." Bro,
no,
like,
I've never had that.
I've never had that.
I consider it bullying.
That's full on, bro. Like, yeah. To think that a kid is actually terrified of another kid. And, like, it's not just primary. It gets into high school as well. And, like, these kids trying to make moves and trying to, you know, figure out their life and all that. And they're getting absolutely and utterly abused on the daily.
Yeah, it sucks.
What do they do, bro? Give them some advice, Stata.
What do they do?
Man,
that's a good question, Wolves.
Because then you have the extra layer of them being Christians and they could be getting bullied because they're Christians as well. So, like, you've got all these other layers that are working into it.
Just G it up. Like, it sounds stupid, but...
Tell me what you mean.
Like, if someone made a comment to me, because I had a lot of, like, year 7, I copped a lot of comments.
Mm.
If they go, oh, like, you're ugly, I'm like, yep, you bet I am. Yep, no problem. And what it would do is they were like, oh well, this guy sucks. Okay, it's not fun.
Yeah, so it's sort of like deflecting it.
Yeah, deflecting. Yeah, all right, yeah. You know what? Okay. If that's what you think, no worries. But how old are these people that are coming up to you?
Oh no, bro. I'm talking 16, 17. Like it ranges. Okay. No, bro. It ranges from like 8, 9 year olds to 16, 17.
So
like,
the people that come up to you, are they 8, 9 year olds or they come 16, 17?
Both. Like I'm saying, like that's the range I'm talking about is a lot of different.
To
kids.
Be fair, a little hard for me to give advice on.
You'd like to think...
I'm not talking... An 8, 9 year old's not going to watch this, right? I'm talking about high schoolers. Like, how do high schoolers do it? Do you really think...
Yeah, but high schoolers won't watch this either.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, do you really think deflection is the way to go with it?
If you're 16, 17...
When you were getting bullied, right?
Yeah.
Did you have a group around you?
Oops.
Like mates at all that would support you, back you up? So you literally went solo and were just like, stuff it.
Yeah, and I just hung out with like people in the years above me. So if anything happened, I had them. But okay. That was towards the back end.
That's the back end. So that's when you found your group.
But in the beginning, yeah, there was none of that.
Okay, what about you?
I would like to think that it would happen the same way it happened to me. You just grow out of it. Like, let's say from high school, you're new, right? Eventually, you're going to meet mates. You're going to meet new people. You're going to, you know, after a few years, you're going to get into a different social group. People grow up. It gets a bit better. Mm. If you're going from high school to uni, I remember when I left high school, there was, I guess, a few people I spoke to. But majority of the people I spoke to or hanged out or spent time with after high school weren't from school. And then I did all my maturing in there. And then now recently, I've gotten in contact with a few people from school.
Because that's the funny part, right? Is anytime someone hangs out with someone from school or runs into them, it's like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Because you're such different people and life has really just moved. Yeah. Like I call high school a fishbowl. You think only everything in high school is important and there's nothing important around it.
Is that annoying you as much as annoying me?
What's that moving his keys? Where's your wallet today?
Is that a counter?
That's what's on the, it's under the car. Parramatta.
You didn't get the hint. You're rattling it.
I'm aware I'm rattling.
Okay.
I need to rattle because I left my fidget spinner at home.
Do you want this?
You have a fidget spinner?
Yeah, that's actually so much better. Yeah, I bought a fidget spinner because I'm going crazy.
No way. I have a few.
You bought a fidget spinner? Bro, it's not 2018 anymore.
Nah, they're the best.
When did they come out? Were they 2018?
She heck.
Something like that.
They're the best.
Is it online? Yep.
I hated them.
I love them, bro.
Made a purchase.
Especially like the really fancy ones, the golden ones.
Yeah, that was all right. But anyway, so back to it.
Mine's blue with like cool stuff. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Where'd you get that from?
eBay.
Still shop on eBay.
I love eBay.
I love eBay.
I haven't shopped on eBay.
eBay's first in Amazon.
Really? Yeah,
even though Amazon's a lot quicker.
No,
I really use Amazon.
I made the switch big time. I buy so much from Amazon.
I
buy groceries from Amazon.
You can do that?
Yeah, yeah. It's really good.
Oh, you mean like
coffee
drinks.
And things like that? Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like non-perishables.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so like you leave school, everything's pretty much sweet from that point because you realize, oh wow, life is so much bigger. There's so much more to it than what people thought of me in high school. But man, these kids go through depression. They go through all this crap because some kid decides to call them something. And now, even worse than when we were kids, it follows them home because of social media.
Social media is terrible.
It's full on, bro.
Social media is the worst.
It's full on, mate.
I'm convinced the bullying we had back in the day, obviously, there's a lot compared to what
it's
it is.
Nothing.
No, no, it's
because
nothing.
The
now.
Difference because now they're like as bad as it's going to sound.
You can't escape it.
People,
yeah.
There are kids out there committing suicide over it.
Yeah, yeah. So I think with us, it was a lot more physical. Like I remember in my grade, there was a fight a week, right? Someone's fighting someone.
Here or Newcastle?
Newcastle, here it was more once. I went to a Christian school, so it wasn't as like a more. When I was here, it was a more secluded Christian school, like an actual IB school. So I got into one fight in my time there, and there was one every 3 months or so. But in Newcastle, it was one a week. There was always someone fighting someone, and there was always some kid getting shoved, like literally shoved into a locker or
like America.
Yeah, yeah.
That's mad. I was promised my head was going to get shoved down the toilet, but it never happened.
There was this thing that the boys used to do. They used to... So our school toilets, they had like metal gates that they would put in front of them to close them overnight. And the guys would push a kid in, grab that gate and shut them and lock them into the toilet. So the janitor would have to come and open it.
Yeah, stuff like that to me is funny, but to a lot of people now...
Well, like, it depends who you do it to, right? Like, if it's a kid that you know and you're mucking around with, okay, it's a good it's a laugh. Mm. But what I'm saying is, back then it was a lot more physical. It was a lot more, let's have a laugh in the moment, and then everyone moved on. But now, people take a...
You're laughing.
You keep laughing at.
Sorry, I think things are hitting me, like they're coming back to me, so I'm laughing. I'm waiting for you to finish. So
I'm having PTSD.
Huh?
But now, bro, it follows them home. And they just get verbally and utterly abused. And it's not just people from their school anymore. It's other kids jump onto it. And before you know it, their post has like 600 likes on a comment that is just utterly abusing them.
Hey, it's too hard to tell people to get off social media because
Well, can't do that. Yeah, it's not a viable option. It's just scaring them off.
Yeah, they got to. But these concerns need to be addressed. See, my problem nowadays is that people don't address their concerns.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
So if I was in school, if I put myself in the shoes of a high schooler, and I have social media and I have access to all this stuff and I'm getting bullied constantly, a lot of people choose not to talk. A lot of these kids choose not to talk about it.
Yeah, but that's because play devil's advocate.
And talk about it. I'm talking about with their parents, with influential people. Not friends.
No,
friends
are useless. No, you're right.
But they're not willing to go to influential people, like a teacher at school or their parents at home or someone they might trust outside of that circle, because they just feel like, oh no, we don't want to. You know what? Then to an extent, if you're not going to do anything about it, don't complain it keeps happening.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't say that.
Why?
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why can't I say that?
No, go.
It's very intimidating or embarrassing or a lot of other things to go up to someone and admit something
wrong. Okay, no, but going up to your mate. He's not saying me go up to Stat and say, hey, bro, I'm getting bullied at work. He's saying going up to my parents and be like...
Talking to your parents about it. Addressing people.
You know, when I got kneed in the face, I would not snitch on the kid. Other people snitched on him. I would have snitched on him. Like, it's not something you...
Okay, difference what we're talking about, the difference to that is you're talking about a separate incident. You didn't get every day. Yeah. You didn't come to school every day.
You're talking about isolated.
You didn't come to school every day and get kneed in the head.
He's talking about...
I'm talking about continuous, consistent bullying that doesn't get it, that the kid won't address to anyone.
Because then these kids... Bro, my big issue...
You can't say it's his fault. You can't.
Who's saying it's his fault?
You said, mate, if you're not going to talk about it...
Then you can't, then I agree, 100%. No, it's not suck it up. It's on you.
But you can't say it's on you. It's a very bad thing. Like, you can't put on a person for being that depressed or that upset and not want to talk about it.
But there's always ways to do something about it. And if you're not going to do anything about it...
And you expect someone in that state to know...
To know what to do.
To know how to do it.
To know who to talk to.
Yeah. Okay, so that's my issue, right? Is that you've got way too many kids, way too many teenagers who refuse to have a relationship with their parents.
I don't blame them.
Why?
Mate, as much as I love my parents, they're not, you know, the people I want to go to when I need something. Now, definitely, yes.
Now okay. I've grown up. Now, when but I that's because younger, no, but that's not because your parents changed, that's because you changed.
Correct.
But that's what I'm saying. Kids need to have the maturity to speak to their parents. Whether they think their parents want to listen to it or not. That was always my biggest issue with that. Do you remember that book, that TV show 13 Reasons Why? Everyone got into it, right? Have you heard of this thing? So
I don't know what it's about.
All right, so it's about this girl who commits suicide and she's left like tapes to say why she did it. And she's blaming all these people for her committing suicide. Now, I went into this book open-minded because I wanted to see what they were trying to say about suicide, right? And it's very bad. Don't get into it. I wouldn't. But looking at it, she went into every avenue to ask for help. No one helped her out. And I was getting to the point where I was like, mate, she's tried everything. She didn't talk to her parents. And that's the issue, bro, is that these kids will not talk to their parents because society's told them, your parents don't know what they're talking about. Your parents don't know what it feels like. Your parents aren't smart enough to deal with this situation with you. That's my issue there.
Yes and no. Like, even, I know families that the parents are the best, but the kids just, then don't want to open up to them.
Okay, so that's where I think you put the blame on both. I think you put the blame on the kid for not being smart enough to, not showing enough wisdom to go and talk to their parents.
I don't think you should expect that wisdom from a kid. Sometimes.
But that's where I was about to say,
yeah,
it's on the parent as well for not fostering an environment that is open enough for the kid to talk to them.
Again, you can't blame it on the parents because these sort of things, how would you know? Like, you do your absolute best.
Okay, but again, we're not parent... Like, let's not get into another what is a woman situation where everyone starts yelling. Mm-hmm. We're not parents. We don't know what it's like. But what I'm saying is, like, bro... Oh, my Brooke.
Sorry, thanks for that.
A day. So, like, my parents, right? My parents would check in on me every day. And I didn't tell them everything, obviously not. But they knew when something was up. There was one time, I remember this clearly, it was year 7, I was really upset about something that I'm not going to get into, and my mum knew that something was really wrong. So she asked Mariana, hey, do you know what's going on with Ray? Mariana says, nah. So she goes, okay, can you please go talk to Stat? Maybe one of his friends can talk to him. Do you remember that? Yeah, Friday night at church, this guy came up to me, goes, what's going on? And we spoke about it for 30 minutes. So, you're don't worry, man. I'll tell you off air.
You're a good guy.
I'm the best.
I'll tell you off air. But that's what I'm saying, is that parents should be wise to their kids, whether or not they can be the help to them or not. Because then after that, I ended up opening up to my dad about it. See what I'm saying?
It's a fair point.
Bro, being a parent's a lot of work.
You get to a point where you can no longer keep it in.
Yeah.
And you need to tell someone. That's why I say you have to talk to your parents about it. And if you don't feel comfortable doing that, there are definitely other people you can speak to.
If there's you're a youth in an environment, leader. Yeah, uh-huh. And a lot of these people are in environments where their surroundings, such as the media and shows and TV and all that stuff, that's why these days you find a lot of advertisement, a lot of shows are saying, talk to someone, because before they wouldn't do that.
Mm.
So before, if someone had a problem, they'll neck themselves. Yeah. Now, they're saying, if you have an issue, talk to someone. If you have an issue,
because they ignored it for so long. But not just that, bro, but like, I always say this. Think about, what was your favorite Disney show?
Oh, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Sweet Life of Zach, yours? Did you have a favorite Disney show or Nickelodeon show?
I never watched it when I was a kid.
Didn't you watch like, no, but you've seen like old
you
school
just watched the Abish Film stuff.
Mate, I was just straight to the point, mate. I go straight to the okay. point. I don't skip around the bush,
so,
you know what I mean?
So, all right, let's take Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, for example.
Oh, the best.
Yeah. All right, great show.
Yeah.
The parental figure was their mum.
Their mum, Mosby.
No, but their mum was the parent, right?
She was the parent, yeah.
Okay. What was the thing about the mum?
She was barely there. She was
barely
working.
There.
Yeah.
Okay. Same with, what's another kid show?
She a cool mum?
She was a cool mum.
She's a singer.
She was a cool mum.
Yeah.
She was a cool mum who, yeah. She was a cool mum who was never around.
Not a regular mum.
Not a regular
mum. I'm a cool mum. But there's a point to that. Disney showed, okay, they couldn't go to their mum. Their mum was barely around. Same with, why am I blanking on kids shows?
Bro, Lilo and Stitch, what a show. It was a movie and a show, Lilo and Stitch. The Disney show.
Okay, I don't think you're getting my point here.
Also, the guardian wasn't there. She went to Alien instead of her sister. Oh, yeah, I said her sister.
Her sister, sorry. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that, here we go. Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, yeah.
All these, you've never seen any of them?
Oops.
What did you watch?
Nothing.
Okay, but all these kids' shows, right? All these kids' shows, they showed that the parent was absent.
Yeah.
In some way or another. Okay? So all these kids start growing up thinking, I need to find help elsewhere. My parents aren't going to help me out. My parents aren't going to get involved.
Parents don't get it.
They're not worth it. They don't get it. That's the issue. I think too many kids are grown up thinking, or are growing up thinking, my parents don't know, when actually they do.
My question is, why do kids get concerned to speak to a teacher at school?
Nah, that I understand. Because you tell on a teacher, dibby dob is where wet nap is what they say, like, you know, when you're in primary school. You never heard that one?
You can't trust teachers, bro. Teachers these days, they sleep with their kids. Like, you can't do
okay.
that.
Okay, like, all right.
You can't.
You know what? That's very good. That's very fair.
That's not Abishum. You look in the news.
That's reality.
How many of teachers are going to jail?
Okay, but like that. All right, but let's not.
You're realistic.
Okay, let's not say every teacher's doing that. What he's saying
is a lot worse.
Statistically, 40.
It's a lot worse.
But what I'm saying is that you'll get absolutely and utterly abused at school if you went and told a teacher.
Why do people have to know that you're telling a teacher?
Because the teacher ends up going and telling the whole class who's bullying this. They don't know how to deal with it, bro.
School is so fun.
Oh, it's an interesting place. Listen, I think if you do not think you can talk to your parent about it, Christian kids, next best bet is go talk to your youth leader. Tell them what you're going through.
Mm. But
not everyone has a youth leader. Everyone's a Christian.
Okay, but
not everyone's Christian.
All right, but our circles, they've got youth leaders, bro.
Yeah, and
they can talk to them. They've got people at church they can speak to, and that's the thing, and that's where it comes back to for me. We've got 10 minutes, we'll wrap it up.
No, I was going to message, sorry.
Oh, okay. This is where it comes back to for me. I was talking to one of the younger boys this week about friends in general. Now, all my friends, like the close ones I hang out with, are from church. They're you guys, they're the other boys, the girls from church. That's who I hang out with on a weekly, daily basis. I think a friend group that you should hold to is a friend group from church, not outside the church.
I agree with that, yeah.
Thoughts?
Absolutely.
Because in my opinion, like, I love my schoolmates. I see them every so often, barely, but I see them. It's like two or three of them.
Or you are who your friends are.
You are who your friends are. You turn into those people. But not just that. Why not grab people who have the same goals as you, who have the same life purpose as you, who want to see God glorified in their lives? That's where I think these guys need to go, is don't think of school as the end all be all, because it's not. And we know that. We're out of it. But look at life as if, okay, these people at church are going through the same thing I am. Go find another kid. They're probably going through it. They're probably just too scared to talk to anyone about it and figure it out. I know it's sort of, this conversation is so much longer than what I'm making it, but I think that's the way to deal with it.
You can't expect that from a kid, but I mean, it works.
No, because you think about it. You think about it. Kids talk to their friends constantly.
Yeah, but I don't see kids giving other kids good advice. Not all the time, at least.
Not at all. But God willing, there's that one kid that says, "Bro, you should probably talk to your mum about it." Or there's another kid that goes, which was me all the time. Someone would always say this to me, "Bro, why don't you go talk to Mark about it?" See what I'm saying?
You'd hope to say that.
I just think there's more options out there for a kid than sticking out with all this bullying stuff.
Agreed.
It's tough. Honestly, it's tough.
It needs to be addressed early on. Because then you go the rest of your life out of school. Because you'll go through it, or then you get out of school, and then you won't last long out.
Yeah. And when you're out of school, it gets harder. It's not so much the bullying, more than the peer pressure and trying to figure out life
itself. It's also, you spent all this time, you know, not fitting in, then you struggle fitting in elsewhere. And you struggle,
that's right,
having a proper life and, you know, communication skills.
If a lot of people, they end their lives.
And it's crazy. Like, dead set, it doesn't need to go down that route, bro. It's full on.
Like, honestly, I went from school to working in a aluminium factory where everyone there was on drugs, missing teeth, missing everything, tattered up. So I learned very quickly that school is very different than real life.
Yeah.
I don't know how it worked out, but, you know, these guys are very nice to me. They taught me a lot of lessons.
Bro, God is so good. And I think that's the thing, bro. Like, stats, you get out of school and life becomes so much more difficult. You're trying to find people. And I think that's the thing, is that everyone is trying to find someone to relate to. Everyone's looking for a friend. And all it takes is someone to say one nice thing to someone to make their entire day. Like, seriously, bro. I've had a rubbish last 2-3 weeks. Absolutely trash. And then just someone came up to me at work last week and was like, "Mate, you're looking great today." I go, "Oh, thanks, bro." He goes, "No, like, you're a good bloke. I really appreciate you." That was it. Like, out of the blue. Made my day. I think, you know, kindness goes a long way, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, absolutely. I have plenty of those examples. It's Christ-like. It brings people to Christ. For sure, yes. Good convo.
It was a serious one today. It's different.
Oh, I don't know. I came in like halfway through.
Well, you came in for the serious part of it.
It's a bummer. Damn! It's a bummer, isn't it? Cuz, I'll drop this thing one more time, I swear.
Bro.
I'm losing my mind. No, but
yeah. Yeah, it's a good time. Ladies and gents, tell us what you think. Do you agree with Goose? Do you agree with Stat? Do you think we're all losing our minds and that we should, you know, stay off these topics? I think it was a good one. I think it was important. And go do something nice for someone this week. Say hello. Buy him a coffee. Let's drop it again.
Stop. I hear that. Stop,
bro. I'm going to lose my mind.
All right.
Battery pack?
Yeah.
Detach it off your phone. All right. No, detach it. Alhamdulillah, thank you. Hey, I'm good now.
Wow.
I'm good now.
You good? You comfortable?
I'm happy.
Yeah, let me tell you. If I had to pick up a third time, I'm going to lose my mind.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's good. Yep.
And okay. On that note, let's end the show.
All right.
Let's end it, bro. But I'll do this for the rest of my life.
Goosey, thanks for coming today, bro. Where can the people find you?
Thank you for having me. Find me at church.
Church? Okay, Stat.
Stole them off my playbook.
Yes, nice. I did.
Nice. Yeah, I was watching an old video from a couple of years back when I was making stuff for church, and Amul Fuad said, if you can't find me anywhere, you'll know where I'll be, and I'll be at church. I loved it. It was good.
Pretty
crude, mate. Ladies and gents, you know where to find us. Let's have a chat with Ray and Stat. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Let's get that number up there. Go do something nice for someone. Buy a coffee. Awesome.